This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happiest of Mondays. It is 6:06 Monday morning. This part of the program is brought to you by GNC. How well do you know Usette? That is the question. And the reason we want to know this is we want you to come to our secret show, and we need someone to take Usette's place in the great American narwhal floaty race, which is brought to you by Monterey Bay Aquarium. So every year, for the last 3 years, I should say, this is our third year doing it. We've been doing this pool party secret show at the Sonoma, Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. It is such a good time. And we're like, when are we doing that again? When are we doing that? So you have to be 21. Call right now, 800-400-3697, and know the answer to this question. Why did Usette take the bus to Sacramento?
Oh.
Why did Usette take the bus to Sacramento? 800-400-3697. Starting with caller number 9, we'll go till we get the right answer. That person will win tickets for the secret show and be qualified for a grand prize that goes along with this particular contest. And that's the 2-night stay at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. And you take Usette's place in the floaty race. You get to ride a narwhal.
It's fun.
Yeah, you'll be actually racing against Hooman and Brynn, whoever they pick, because it's right. You'll be riding on the floaty, but you got to find someone to do the kicking for you. Yeah. But over 21, please. 800-400-3697.
Start with Maureen on line one.
All right. Good morning, Maureen. How are
What's
you?
Name?
Maureen. Oh, it's not on the air. Maureen, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Okay, perfect. Why did Usette take the bus to Sacramento?
To see a guy.
To see a guy.
For a boy.
But I'm throwing it to the judges.
That's not the answer I was looking for.
What was the
answer? But that is fine because it was to see a guy, but it was my boyfriend at the time. Mm. So Maureen is fine.
All right. Perfect. Maureen, you are the winner.
Yay.
Congratulations. You are going to the secret show. Are you prepared, if it comes to it, to be our narwhal rider?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Okay.
She's excited. We can tell.
Yeah, hold the line, Maureen, and we'll get all your info, okay? Okay, we'll see you there.
Oh, so sorry.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
Worried about you
Did
guys.
Something get spilled?
Just some papers. You know how I spread out.
I do. Now through July 5th, it's GNC's Summer Savings Event. Get hot value starting at $9.99 on your favorite essentials, vitamins, fish oil, probiotics, and more. Change begins at GNC. All right, time for Celebrity Trash, brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. This first word is brought to you by...
You're not kidding, man.
The one true Batman.
Aww.
We almost had a triple death this weekend. I'll get through all of these. Oh. This was just like the Saturday morning cartoon. Like, it didn't have all kinds of special meaning. I know some people were like freaks for Batman. And as we get older and nostalgia kind of kicks in and all the other Batmans and the live action stuff was happening, for me, it was the Saturday morning cartoon. But there was, of course, the Adam West one true Batman live action and the tights and the plastic helmets.
Oh, okay, wait. So you're not saying this aired on Saturday morning?
No.
Because I thought this aired after school.
I was feeling like it was after school as well.
But for me, Batman was the cartoon on Saturday
morning. Sorry, I misread what you were trying to say there because I was like, Okay.
Batman debuted in 1966 and only lasted 3 seasons. So by the time I was old, yeah, I know.
Really?
They ran it, I'm sure, a zillion times. Because I for sure saw the live show. But my main Batman influence was cartoons. So Batman died.
Adam West.
Yes. Not Christian Bale, not Ben Affleck, or Michael Keaton, or Val Kilmer, or
What about George Clooney? Did he die?
No, George Clooney did not die. It was the one true Batman, as they're saying in this story.
A lot of people
Adam West.
Consider him the guy. Well, I think they're all the older people.
Probably he was, you know, these people's first Batman. But, you know, if you look back on some of the... Because now everything's so high. Like, even the outfit that he wears now, it looks like just plated armor. And but you look back at the tights outfit with the plastic helmet that the guy mm-hmm. had on and those. It is actually laughable in comparison. And Adam West, you know, he was just a big beefy barrel of a guy. Like, it's just so, it's so odd to look back. Oh, really? That was the... Like, you think it's going to be a little sleeker. Adam's family said he passed away after a brief battle with leukemia. He was 88 years old. What an incredible story
of life.
It's a great life. 1966, three seasons. It aired twice a week.
Wow.
I know. So I don't know if that means that they did 104 episodes a year or if they just did the half seasons like, you know, were... popular for,
they probably did a lot. I know,
right?
I feel like I didn't watch a lot of TV as a kid, but I saw some of the Batman shows, and it had to have been after school,
right?
And after school, like elementary age, because by the time I was, I don't know, 9 or 10, I was gone.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have been able to keep me in the house.
They, and for sure I saw them, and I can't imagine when else I would have. It feels like an afternoon show.
It does, because we only got to watch TV for a couple hours before my dad got home, because when he got home he'd fill the TV set to see if we'd been watching it, and then we couldn't watch TV on the weekends because he would get up and do your chores.
Oh.
So it had to be on the on those couple hours.
And you knew you had to turn it off, but, you know, so you had time
we'd
to cool
it
down.
We'd cool it down. Blow the
funny.
TV down.
Yeah. And by the time Vinny was born, the show was already, you know, not in first run anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had to be re-airing that in the afternoons. So originally, when it started, it aired twice a week with a cliffhanger between each week's episodes. And they say that it was so popular, everybody wanted to guest star as a villain. Like, all these famous people all did villain roles. They also made a movie version that hit theaters in 1966 and included, I guess they called it the Some Days You Just Can't Get Rid of a Bomb scene. I guess that's...
Some Days You Just Can't Get Rid of a Bomb.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's... There it is.
Funny, I guess.
And, of course, he's kept fairly busy as an actor in the years since the show was canceled. But that continued to define him as an actor. Although my kids know him as the mayor of Quahog on Family Guy.
Oh.
And don't they call it, then his name is Adam West.
Yes.
He's the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
His take on Batman was a lot different than anyone else's before and after him. There were two guys who played Batman before him in black and white movie serials in the 1940s. Batman's been around a while.
Yeah, I have no idea about that.
Batman, they're saying Adam West's Batman could be enjoyed by kids as an action-packed superhero adventure, but it was also a campy satire that was a lot smarter than people gave it credit for. Adam once said, "You can't play Batman in a serious, square-jawed, straight-ahead way without giving the audience the sense that there's something behind that mask waiting to get out, that he's a little crazed, he's strange."
Mm-hmm.
Adam West, Burt Ward, who played Robin, and Julie Newmar, who played Catwoman, they... actually voiced an animated movie in 2016. Did you see this?
I did.
Oh, Return of the Caped Crusaders?
Yeah. Oh, were you talking to me when you said, did you see
this? I was,
oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's a little
kitschy.
They've got another one coming out.
Listen,
they've already voiced it.
The cartoon Batman movies that they make are some of the, in my mind, some of the best films ever made. Like, they're so good. So, I mean, the ones with Adam West are okay. They're fine, but some of the other ones are just incredible.
There's another one coming out this year, this animated stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's called Batman vs. Two-Face with William Shatner as Two-Face.
Oh, that'll be funny. I mean, listen, the cartoons with him in it are kitschy and
campy.
Campy, yeah. You know, the other Batman cartoons are super serious and really well done, so... they're okay.
You don't like the campy stuff.
You like your superheroes to be
treated very seriously.
I do.
The subject matter is not to be taken lightly.
It's important.
Yeah. Adam is survived by his wife, Marcel, 6 children, 5 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Rest in peace. Everybody got an alert about that over the weekend. And
is Robin still alive?
Yeah, he's like 71.
They hated each other for a long time. They made peace, though.
Yeah, Burt Ward was one of, he played Robin. He was one of the people who did, you know, there was pages of the tributes and stuff, mm-hmm. and he was just saying how sad he was that his lifelong friend was gone.
Although Adam says that he wrote a book and told all kinds of lies about him.
Oh. Ooh. Well.
Burt Ward did.
Yes.
Well, you got to sell books. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure he called him up and said, listen, friend, I need to sell some books here.
Did you read any of the tributes or no?
I read through some of them. Oh, yeah, I just decided not to spend all day reading the tributes. And it's always such a random collection, like, the, you know, someone goes through and sifts through Twitter and just finds the most random collection of, okay. There's an actress by the name of Glenn Headley, and she died this past Thursday at the age of 62. I don't have a cause of death on her, but she was part two of the potential triumvirate of death. She played the Mark that Steve Martin and Michael Caine try to swindle in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. She was also in a Steve Martin movie, Sergeant Bilko, in 1996. And she was in Mr. Holland's Opus. Which, didn't you love that movie? The Richard Dreyfuss movie, Mr. Holland's Opus?
I've seen it. It's okay. I really love Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And yet, I don't remember her from it.
Yeah, I could not put a face to the name. And we didn't even know how to pronounce it. We actually spent 5 minutes this morning trying to figure out. Is it Glenna? Is it Glenna? G-L-E-N-N-E, but it's Glenn, apparently.
Looks like it was a pulmonary embolism.
Oh. At 62. Mm-hmm. That's young. Especially as we get older. It's like, oh, geez. You know, you hear 88 and you go, oh, too bad he didn't make it to 95. Could have got a few more years. At the time of her death, this Glenn Headley was working on a show for Hulu called Future Man, with Josh Hutcherson and Ed Begley Jr. Seth Rogen was one of the creators. They've shot 5 episodes. She's in all of them, and they're going to work around her death and not recast her part.
Do you mean like it's in the future, man, or future man?
Future man.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no comma or anything in the.
I just was curious.
Future man. Although maybe it's about future man, like after we've taking the next step of evolution. I don't know.
Okay.
So it's coming on Hulu, Vin.
I don't have time.
Check it out.
I really don't.
So then the next story I read is we almost had a third prong on the death fork. And it's Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
She was nearly in a plane crash. She had a scare. This was Saturday morning. Her plane had to make an emergency landing.
Was Harrison Ford flying?
No, Harrison Ford was not flying the plane. She was in a
good one.
She was in a small private plane that had taken off from Louisville, Kentucky, and at 31,000 feet, one of the engines failed. The pilot, and then the other engine failed. They were close to the an emergency runway, though, at that point, thank God. The pilot was able to maneuver the plane to make an unscheduled landing in Buffalo, and during the landing, their only other engine failed in the process. Thankfully, it was held out long enough for them to land safely. Jennifer is safe, mm-hmm. thankfully. And while everybody was checked out, sounds like nobody was hurt. She was headed to New Jersey, Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. Isn't Buffalo like pretty far north in New York?
Northwest, I believe.
Like, she's flying from Kentucky, and she goes up, you know, like Buffalo was on the way. Seems strange to me, but she's from Louisville. She'd been back home there visiting family, and she was flying to New Jersey, Teterboro. That services New York, because I remember Sully was saying, they were saying, can you make it to Teterboro? Nope, going for the Hudson. Anyway, thankfully, our girl Jennifer Lawrence has survived.
Has she committed herself to trains forevermore?
She hasn't said anything. I haven't seen
due
any
to this event.
From her. Not that I know of. Who is it that there's a few people that won't fly? John Madden, right? He'll only take a bus.
But there was
was it you? We just recently heard about Lane Staley wouldn't fly because he had to take his kit with him.
Yeah, well, he's a junkie. and was at the end of his life there. No, it is the it's not the northwest, but it is the western part of New York. So it's
yeah. Show me where that is. I want to because I was like, why are they there?
So that's Buffalo. That's the New York we know, but New York's that's
yeah,
not,
yeah, yeah. Oh wow, so that is way west, but still, it seems like if you're coming up from Kentucky, you'd just go like this. Like, why were they all the way up there?
I know Ed Begley Jr. won't fly because it has nothing to do with planes. It's just he doesn't want to pollute the environment, so he just takes trains everywhere.
Trains.
Mm-hmm.
I think of them as being polluters, but I guess that's because I'm picturing a smokestack and a big billowy cloud of coal smoke coming out of the top. Probably today they're a little more efficient. I don't really know too much about planes. Jerry Seinfeld was in the news last week after he refused a hug from Kesha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know. So he's in the news again this week because he thinks that keeping up with the Kardashians, that the show stinks. And he's not wrong. There's not really a whole lot going on there. So he did... ding, ding.
Is Yuzette still watching it?
Well, I mean, when it comes on, right, Yuzi?
Off and on. Yeah. I can only stand so much. Even me, I can only stand so much of that show.
Well, and it's just one of those things. If I go by it and I see it, I might watch it for a second. But you're never like sorry you missed an episode, or
no,
you know, you don't
no
really
appointment time
have to
going
keep
on
up
there.
With them.
And anytime
you know?
Kim comes on, I just change it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she was the star.
Well, to people, she is. Mm-hmm. I like Chloe, so I'll leave it there for a second for her, but everyone else.
Chloe's changed a lot. Her look is...
They've all changed from what that show started as.
Especially that Kylie.
They don't look the same, and their lifestyles have changed so much. I'm surprised people have any... There's no relatability there. Zero.
Mm-mm. Is it just watching how the other half live?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
I guess that and their fashion sense I look at.
Yeah. Well, they certainly look. I mean, other than Kendall... They don't really have, like, a supermodel body or anything. It is kind of fun to see what they put on, what works, what doesn't. Oopsie. I'd be bummed out if I had that on. And by bummed out, I mean bummed out. Anyway, Jerry Seinfeld was talking about the one time he got upset around his kids. He said he doesn't lose his temper much. He's pretty even keeled, you know. But he said that the show actually set him off. The one time I really, really got upset was when my daughter was watching the Kardashians on her phone in her bed, and I couldn't take that scene. For my whole life, television was the Olympics of being a comedian. It was only the very best. You had to have everything. You had to go through all the different hierarchies of your career to get to television. I'm offended by reality TV on so many levels. And that show is, of course, the premier example of reality television. These people are not doing anything interesting. I lost my temper with that one. He didn't say when it happened, but his daughter, I guess, is about 16. Mm-hmm. So sometime in
the last
few years.
That's an absolutely fair opinion to have, especially for him.
Right.
Having seen it as this goal in his career and to find out all you really had to do was bleep some dude and have the video get leaked.
Right.
And now you got a show.
And your whole family is rich because
and
of
if
it.
You watch the show and you go, this person can't even remember their own lines. It's her lines. She's saying her own words and can't get through it
it's
without
your
with
situation,
a straight face.
Lady. It's your supposed unmade up situation where
God.
You ran into the paparazzi at the bar. Anyway, yeah, there you go. Jerry Seinfeld, not a fan.
No,
you know,
thanks.
But I loved his piece. I just loved his sort of feeling about, because I feel the same way that, you know, that's what's, I like reality show competitions, but the reality show just in and of itself, where it's just sort of focused on a person and where they have to create these scenarios. Like you were saying, they actually have to learn lines because they got to act something out to make it remotely interesting.
Right. A producer has to say, you guys can't just sit here.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to go to the amusement park. Let's go.
We got to go somewhere.
Wherever.
Someone get into a fight.
Right.
Or trip and fall. Or, you know, something has to happen here.
But I'm sure, just like people in radio, when you start doing it, I bet you they get, like, we got to do a bit today.
Mm-hmm.
What's our bit today?
Right. What's the thing we're going to grab onto and run with? Where's Rachel?
Oh, man, I thought of that a lot.
Have you talked to Rachel?
Yeah, can we get an update on Rachel?
We're talking to you, Hooman.
Hooman.
What?
There's no
hey.
Off date.
No.
No.
Are you bringing her tonight?
No.
Oh. Oh. Have you guys been in contact more?
No.
Where's Rachel?
It's not funny.
Did she get mad at you or something?
I got a picture someone sent me on my phone. They took a picture of some clothing store that said Rachel's. I didn't even get the joke. I'm all, what's happening here that I'm supposed to?
Right.
Rachel's. I found her. I'm all.
We're
slow.
All looking for Rachel.
Rachel.
I'm so incredibly slow. Wow.
So no news is good news, or it's, are you keeping her secret now because there's something going on? Hooman.
What?
Morning.
There's nothing going on, nothing to report. Thanks for checking.
Where's Rachel?
He hates that. That just makes him madder. I don't want to lose him at 6:26 on a Monday morning. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Snow in June?
Mm.
And things we spend money on behind our partner's back. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Just keep using your imagination. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, happiest of Mondays, party people. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealer. The hit Broadway musical, Disney's Aladdin, is coming to the SHN Orpheum Theater November 1st through January 7th. This is the show. I just went to Chicago to check this out ahead of time.
And?
It's wonderful. Your kids are going to love this. It's just super colorful, and you know most of the songs. They've actually added some new songs. It was great. The tickets go on sale this Friday at shnsf.com. Brush up on your Aladdin songs, because this Friday we're going to play Sing the Next Lyric for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the show. Ooh. Ah. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Well, as you guys know, we did not... As you guys know, the Warriors did not get a win on Friday night. That means we play tonight at 6 o'clock, everyone.
Warriors! Boy, it would have been great to get that perfect postseason.
So, right.
Would have been great.
But this is a closeout game. We only need the one win, so let's all be there at 6 o'clock tonight to cheer on our Warriors.
All right. Warriors, the Warriors.
We just let that ring for a minute. Mm. All right. As I said earlier, I heard on the news that courtside tickets for tonight's game are $90,000.
What? Ridiculous.
What? I know that only billionaires would be buying those, and there's plenty of billionaires here in...
So it seems.
...the Bay Area.
One of our boys in the engineering department has those tickets because he has to help broadcast... The playoffs.
What?
Yeah.
He's got...
Isn't that awesome? He goes to every playoff game that's local.
Oh.
Who?
Who is it?
Brian.
Brian?
Is courtside tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, he sits next to the media booth.
Oh. Yeah, he's courtside.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He gets a pair or just the
no,
one?
No, I think it's
he
just him.
He goes
himself.
To work
right.
And then he's
it's
there.
Work.
Right.
Super hard job, man.
Lucky duck.
Mm-hmm.
So, snow in June.
Unreal.
A winter-like storm is hitting Tahoe. It dropped a few inches of snow overnight last night and is happening through today. In fact, they say that...
Is your girl still up there?
No, she came home yesterday, but she said, first of all, there's snow on the ground still.
Right.
And that it was freezing. It was cold.
Yeah.
Even though the sun was out. But a storm moved in, and they even saw, by midnight, they say last night, the snow level was at lake level.
Wow.
So, trip.
It is a trip. Even just that we had rain earlier this week, like there were, you know, that was, it's just so strange.
During some of the drought times, and I was living in San Jose at the time, during some of that drought, it felt like summer turned on in March and just stayed on through October, just in the 90s straight through. So I'm actually glad to see us not sort of scorching so early. But snow in June?
Seems wacky. The we're supposed to get pretty warm by the end of this week, but today is going to be a very cool day. Unseasonably cool.
A ridge of high pressure will build over the region today, resulting in sunny to partly cloudy skies with breezy and slightly higher temperatures in the Bay Area. Oh. Windy, though. It has
That's
been
not
windy.
What I heard. I heard chilly today and hot, so hot by the end of the week. I know, it's been wicked windy.
Yeah.
It's like, can't stop it! Blowing all my stuff around.
Blowing all my stuff around.
Stop it!
So, I don't know how we fell off the lottery. What shiny nickel or what thing distracted us from our goal of winning the lottery, but we fell off.
I've been playing. I walk by this place that sells lottery tickets all the time. But I was surprised when I bought tickets on Saturday that it was $435 million or whatever it was. I thought, oh, man.
Well, I guess I'm the only one that fell off. I forgot all about it. And then last night I saw someone in California won, and I was like, we won!
Wait, we didn't play!
Oh, that's right. We didn't buy tickets.
Where was the, what town?
It's in Southern California,
By Riverside?
Say. Let me get the town.
It's by Riverside.
But yeah, it wasn't in the Bay Area.
One winner?
Marietta Liquor and Deli.
Liquor stores.
Yeah.
In the city of Menifee, which is southeast LA.
Well, congratulations to her.
It's a big win. Really big win.
Yeah, now it's back down to only a few million.
This is a little snapshot from today's USA Today. Nearly half of moms admit they're jealous seeing other moms' lives on social media.
Really?
Nearly half of moms admit they're jealous of other moms' lives when they look at social media.
Because the other moms seem to be able to get a babysitter more often than them?
Something. Or something they're
their
seeing.
Their kids look cuter or...
Something. They're watching. It seems like you would... I don't know. I don't get that feeling when I look at social media.
Sometimes I do look at other moms and I think, God, look at them keeping it together. Like, you know who I always, you know, our old traffic chick, Jamie, like she posts a lot with her kids on there. And I always think, man, she looks great. They all look like they're having fun. I always think, oh, that's, she knows how to do it. I was so bedraggled when I was her age with kids that age. I was just like, oh, geez, I'm just lucky to be alive. You know, I made it through another night. She's like, yay, everything's great.
Yeah. Half of moms jealous.
It's funny.
Sometimes I'll look at social media and see an old friend, you know, because that's kind of where you're seeing the old, and think, God, it's too bad we can't hang out like we used to or whatever. But I don't see someone's life and go, man, mine sucks.
Well, maybe it's because you have a good life. You
know,
there's probably people out there with crappy lives.
That is true. I do. But if I was looking at that at Facebook or Instagram and feeling bad about myself, I think I'd pull off it. I think I'd say, you know, this isn't for me. It's bringing ugliness up in me.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's hard to pull off social media, though, because I think a lot of people do rely on it for their you know, we like the likes. Like, oh, maybe it's motivational when you're jealous of somebody's picture and you're like, well, that's it. I'm going to stage some picture where people will be jealous of me. I'm going to win.
Earlier, we talked, when we started the show, Sarah brought up that she's got a young man leaving high school and headed for college, and it's a weird transition they're going through, and she was talking about how you were watching other parents and how they're
handling it a little differently.
And I even mentioned that, you know, I'm already starting to save for my kids' college, because it is a thing, there's no doubt.
It is. Yep.
650 texted in. The parent should pay for college. It was the parent's decision to put this kid in the world to begin with. They're responsible for the kid, which includes paying for college. It's ridiculous of you to not think the parent shouldn't have to pay for that college. The kid did not choose to be put into this world.
That's a in all little caps. Hardcore.
That's a person without a kid, right?
Or a kid
who's in debt, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's probably it.
Yeah, just someone who
gives Yuzi a point.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
A little hardcore.
That's the worst text I've heard.
Ever. I can see why someone might feel that way, but I just don't feel that way. I feel like, you know, college is not mandatory.
We give our kids a lot.
We try to do what we can for our kids, and, you know.
Louis C.K. does this rap about kids who are born rich, and he literally calls them pieces of turd. Well, the S word. Pieces of turd. People who are born with a ton of money are pieces of turd. Aww. And he's all, I know that's kind of racist to me, but I can't help but think that, you know, just if you're born with money, you're just a piece of... And I was like, yee!
That is a little harsh.
But he does his rap, and as you're listening to him, you're like, well, he's got a point, you know? Like, ooh, he's not wrong. He's like, I'm spending all my money. I'm not giving it to my kids. I don't want them to be pieces of you know what.
Right.
And I forget whose show he was on, but the video was posted on, I think, Facebook. And I laughed and laughed as he made his points.
Yeah.
All right. Six things we spend our money on behind our significant other's back.
Hookers.
This is pretty normal, I think, in families.
Yeah.
You have things you want. Your money's pooled. You don't want to have to ask someone.
Yeah.
Hey, I work. I do stuff.
Right.
I don't want to have to ask. Why gotta ask?
Do you have a monetary threshold where you feel like if something costs more than $100, say,
at my house,
that it should be, yeah, is there any kind of even an unwritten rule where, like, oh, that seems like a big enough purchase that I should discuss that with my person?
No. Normally, we were both working and we could buy whatever we wanted, and I'm pretty frivolous, or I'm like, oh, we need a new computer. I'll get that. Let's get that. We need that, right?
Gotta have it.
We use it every day. I mean, it's the thing you use every day. Of course, we got. So, in that sense, no, you just spend.
You just do it.
But as we discussed her not working, there were conversations about, well,
we'll have to cut back on this or that.
And I'm like, well, let me go on a spree and get some things I got to get real quick.
And then we'll start that saving thing.
Right.
Well, I didn't realize this came out of left field for me. So I was definitely, I had my eyes on some things. But yeah, she's going back to work. So we're not going to.
Right. But if she hadn't and 6 months went by and all of a sudden she's got a closet full of new clothes, you might feel like, hey!
I might, but I also think she felt some obligation to buckle down a little herself. Because, you know, she's not working.
Right. Six months later, she's getting kind of used to you supporting her.
But we discussed a lot of that stuff. 6 months passes, who knows where we would have gone with that. At first, we had these discussions, though, about what that would look like with the counselor, as a matter of fact. As you know, we have a guy named Ray.
Yeah. You still seeing Ray? Or?
Yeah. I mean, we're not seeing him regularly, but, you know, there's...
Here and there.
He's been very important in us putting things back together.
And it feels like you have.
Yeah. Things are much better than they were. So I could say for sure getting someone in between you to just sit there helps.
Yeah.
Because then you can say your stuff and be like,
ah! Got it out there.
That looks like a kind of in-your-face thing
well,
you're doing right
Well, I just
right
mean
there.
That you've got someone who at least another
who's going to hear you out
and doesn't look at you with crazy eyes like, I don't know what you're saying right now. I can't understand you.
I've never seen it that before.
Is that the look she gets on her face?
The crazy. Goes,
in your face, losers! I don't know how we got off on that. Anyway, the
it's
things
been
you
fun though.
The saving of the money.
Right. So what
the
do we
things
spend?
Things you spend your money on. Cigarettes is on the list. Mm. Porn and strippers.
Oh, I did say
on
hookers.
The list.
Yeah.
Alcohol. Foods,
it's all
they
vicey
feel,
stuff.
Foods they feel guilty about eating. These are things you spend money on behind your significant other's back. Gambling.
Oh.
But number one is clothes and beauty products.
Yeah.
I would never tell John what anything costs.
What?
When it comes to like clothes and stuff. Because I always feel like, you know, I do kind of bulk shopping. I'll like do a big spree and come home with it, like all kinds of new panties and socks and just, you know, essentials and then shirts. And I was like, it's $200. Don't worry about it. Don't you worry your pretty little head about it.
No, you get back in that kitchen.
Yeah. Make me some meatballs.
Let me tie that apron a little tighter for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. He does have an apron. Don't make fun. It's cute.
Okay, our text number is... We both stepped in it here this morning. Fun. What's our text number again?
800-400-3697.
707 says, Dave's not here, always a favorite.
Mm.
415 says, my yard in Tahoe, and it's covered in snow.
Let's have a look at that. Jeez, it is snowy there still. And actually, it's funny because clearly it's just snowed. There's snow all over the trees.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that gets cleaned off. It's beautiful. Well, you're welcome, everybody. I miss my house in Tahoe.
Do you though?
Welcome.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
It's exhausting to drive up there though, don't you think?
Sucks. The drive sucks, and it sucked every time, and but once I got up there, and something about the air up there, and just that smell of pine we used to do every, and the fall was the time to go. No one's up there. No one cares about it in the fall. That's when we would go every year.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's like before winter and people are kind of back to school. The water's not running the way it does in the spring and it's not summertime for the lake and fall. Oh.
What's nice. Coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with some American Idol stuff. There's a couple interesting things, including where you can audition here locally.
Oh.
And Fat Farm. I'm interested in that.
What?
And more.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.